Love doing Can't Explain going back to 1965. David Bowie before that from his last record that was released while he was alive. I Can't Give Everything Away off of Black Star. Lily Allen with London and Hippocampus with Violet. It's the Currents Morning Show and we're supported by Shell's 2015 Snowstorm. It's a one-of-a-kind limited edition Wallonian-style spicy brown ale brewed to celebrate the start of winter. More about Shell's Snowstorm and other German craft beers at shellsbrewery.com. It's Sean and Jade on the Morning Show and Jade had our first look at today's headlines.
Hey, good morning. It's the first votes in the First in the Nation primary. They've been cast and they have been counted. Who's pulling ahead? Bernie Sanders. He won all four Democratic votes in the tiny town of Dixville. John Kasich snuck past Donald Trump 3-2. And the GOP side. So if you're scratching your head and saying, what? Why do we already have some counted votes already? Well, under New Hampshire law, communities with fewer than 100 voters can get permission to open their polls at midnight. And so they're like all the people in Dixville. I don't know how many there actually are, but obviously under 100. They get so pumped up about this being the first ones in the nation that they all go out and vote at midnight.
You're saying that somebody won that election with four votes, though? The Democratic part?
They only have four. Yeah.
Just four. Okay.
Just four people who vote. It's fine. But he got all four, all right? It's counted. It's official. The polls can close as soon as all registered voters have cast their ballots. And it's one of the three locations in the Granite State to get the early voting okay. So we'll keep following up with these very close, very small turnouts. But later on today, we'll have more news from the bigger towns. And Sean, you'll like this. Mm-hmm. I like to tell you all of my irrational fears. And today I've added something new to my list. So scientists are analyzing this small blue object that fell from the sky to determine if it was a meteorite that caused the death of a man in southern India. Local officials and scientists from the Indian Institute of Astrophysics examined the 5-foot-wide impact crater today at a college in the city, and they said that it's yet to be determined if the object was from outer space or possibly a passing airplane or a man-made satellite. But this guy was legitimately walking down the road, minding his own business, and then small thing from space fell, hit him.
Oh, my.
And if this is, here's like the upside. If it was a meteorite that hit this man, he is the first human to die from a meteorite that we know of.
I would think that my one small comfort if I was killed by a plane crashing would be that immediately everybody would know how I was killed. I can't believe that they're like, either it's a meteorite or maybe a plane. This is very curious.
Not
to me.
An entire plane, a piece.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a very small little piece of something, but it's very mysterious. And now that's added to my list. I'm just going to be fearfully walking around with my umbrella in the hopes that that'll protect me a little bit.
How is the headphones with your big helmet that you wear on your head now going this morning?
I know. My tinfoil hat is doing quite well today. The iconic giant red number that perhaps you saw when you drove through St. Paul. And sorry if you don't live in Minnesota. This is very St. Paul specific. But just imagine this iconic giant red number one that lights your way. It's a beacon into the city of St. Paul every single day. Well, it's gone dark, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And it light bulbs, sometimes they burn out. And the building's new owners are saying, I don't know if we're going to relight it. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But since the 1930s, that sign has been a nighttime beacon visible as far as 70 miles away on a clear night. And it's been probably one of the most recognizable features of the St. Paul skyline. And as of now and into the near future, doesn't look like it's going to turn on anytime soon. So, Sean, we'll just have to, I don't know, I'm like blind walking in the cities now.
Just put a huge number one on your house.
sounds about right. Sports-wise, basketball last night, bad night for the Timberwolves. It was kind of a close match, though. The New Orleans Pelicans beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-102. Tonight, perhaps the Wild can bring home a W. They're taking on the Dallas Stars at home. Partly cloudy this morning, and they'll clear on up. Highs around 14. Tomorrow looks cloudy. Highs around 10. And then by Thursday, maybe some snow. Highs around 15. For more news and weather, NPRnews.org.
Later this hour, we will hear from Town the Get Down Stay Down, some awesome old music from Social Distortion, and something from My Morning Jacket. Right now, let's check out Atmosphere, This Lonely Rose. It features Blueprint and Aesop Rock, and Atmosphere is getting ready for a Welcome to Texas tour. They're going to be starting a tour down in Texas on February 26th. It's Atmosphere on 89.3 The Current.
Get away from people and watch the planes approach. Turn the music down, put the windows low. Turn the headlights off, but let the dashboard glow. I try not to reminisce, cause many of these memories ain't got no kind of benefits. It's the same old lick. You can paint the bricks, but your face is just a way to decorate. I'm the motherfucker.